Welcome to Food for Thought Podcast, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. Today's episode is Eat by Color. Before we begin, my name is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com. You can find my books wherever books are sold. You can join me in my online cooking classes. And thank you for supporting this podcast. It is possible because of the support of listeners like you. So thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening, but thanks for supporting. You can join other supporters and become a patron at patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau. You can see perks and enjoy the transcripts if you contribute at $10 a month and above. So every transcript of this podcast goes straight to you. I often say eat food, not concepts, because I think things just get so unnecessarily complicated when it comes to all the different theories out there about how and what to eat. For me, my message for eating healthfully can be narrowed down into three little words: eat by color. All of the nutrients we need reside in plants, and the color in plants is a clue to their healthfulness. We know we need to consume more plant foods. We know plant foods are good for us, but what is it about the color that makes them so healthful? The answer is in the phytochemicals. Phytochemicals, also called phytonutrients, are from the Greek word for plant, phyto, P-H-Y-T-O, and they are manufactured by plants in order to protect themselves from the damage caused by animals or insects, photosynthesis, and UV radiation. When we consume them, the phytochemicals, they provide the same protection for us that they do for the plant. Does that make sense? So phytochemicals are easy to identify because they're actually the pigments that give fruits, vegetables, flowers, all plants their distinctive hues. We can detect the highest concentration of different phytochemicals just by looking at their color. Most everyone knows about beta carotene in carrots. It's orange. You may have heard of anthocyanins in blueberries. They're blue. You may have heard of beta cyanins, like in beets, they're red, or folate, which is green in kale, or lutein, which is yellow in something like corn. So these are common phytonutrients. There are more than 900 different phytochemicals that have been identified as components of food, and hundreds more still undiscovered. It's estimated that there may be more than 100 different phytochemicals in just one serving of vegetables. These phytochemicals protect us as much as they protect the plant. And though phytochemicals are not technically classified as nutrients, which are defined as life-sustaining substances, they have been identified as containing properties associated with disease prevention and treatment, particularly related to the top leading diseases, the top leading causes of death: cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and hypertension. And remember, these are what are called diseases of affluence. So I encourage you to go listen to that podcast episode on these particular diseases. These are diseases that we have no business dying from. Different phytochemicals play different roles on a molecular level. This is why it's so fascinating to eat a variety of color. The different phytochemicals help prevent cell damage. They prevent cancer cell replication. They decrease cholesterol levels. They cause cancer cells to self-destruct. In the grander scheme, they strengthen the immune system. They create healthy blood sugar levels. They slow the aging process. They keep the brain functioning optimally. They reduce inflammation. So all good, all good, all good. Now, you've heard of antioxidants probably more likely than you've heard of phytochemicals. They do tend to overlap, phytochemicals and antioxidants, but there are differences between the two. The best way to distinguish between a phytochemical and an antioxidant is to say that phytochemicals can act as antioxidants, but they also play other roles as well, like what I just named. Antioxidants can be phytochemicals, but they can also be vitamins or minerals. Although most phytochemicals that have been discovered work as antioxidants to promote good health, many of them serve additional functions like I named. The most publicized phytochemicals with antioxidant properties, you could probably name a couple: vitamin C, vitamin E, and beta carotene, which the body converts into vitamin A, right? Because these substances perform so many beneficial functions, researchers have learned that we need to include a wide variety of plant foods in our meals to get a good supply of antioxidants and a full spectrum of the health protective phytochemicals in our bodies. So variety, variety, variety is key, as always. As always, now I wrote my cookbook, Color Me Vegan. Many of you have it. I'm so thrilled. It really is such a fun book, and it's really unlike any other. I wrote this book to empower people to understand some of the benefits of phytochemicals without getting weighed down in scientific jargon. However, just as beta carotene and lycopene, you've heard of lycopene, which is another phytochemical, and antioxidant have become household words, I think you can handle a few more. There are literally hundreds, as I said, of phytochemicals, and I'm just going to include a few here today, but I am hopeful and I am confident that words like anthocyanin and lutein will be familiar additions to your nutrition and cooking vocabulary. At the same time, I don't want you to become obsessed with single nutrients. I think that is one of the things that leads to our confusion and disempowerment about how to eat well and what to eat. But what I want to really emphasize is eating a whole foods, plant-based diet provides us with an abundance of nutrients to help us attain optimum health. B, these nutrients, when we're talking about phytochemicals or antioxidants, they should be obtained through food, not pills, to experience the full benefits. I'm not saying that multivitamins aren't helpful and that some certain single vitamins and minerals are also helpful. We'll talk about that in a different episode. But the majority of our nutrients should be obtained through food, not pills. We shouldn't be relying on pills to get them. We should be relying on food, and then we supplement with some others, right? C, because phytochemicals exist only in plants, keep in mind that every animal product we consume displaces a healthful, nutrient-rich plant food we're better off eating. And remember also, just as there is no fiber in animal flesh and fluids, there are no phytochemicals in animals either. Phyto, after all, means plant. It's only when animals eat plants that they take in these and other nutrients, right? Cattle get calcium and protein from the plants they eat. That's why cow's milk is touted as a calcium-rich beverage. It's because they're consuming calcium, which is a mineral found in the ground, right? And they're consuming this mineral, obviously, through their feed, not through plants, because dairy cattle are not grazing. They're kept on dry lots, and they're just fed feed, and that's how they get the calcium. So we could do better than that. We could just skip the middle cow and get our calcium from the green leafy vegetables. Salmon, for instance, turn pink from the plants and the plant-eating animals they eat. Egg yolks turn yellow from the lutein-rich plants the chickens eat. And again, the chickens are not eating plants. They're kept confined. Most egg-laying hens are confined. And so a synthetic lutein is added to their feed. Well, we can do better than that. Skip the middle egg, skip the middle chicken, skip the middle animal, and go directly to the source, lutein, which is in plants. That's the best thing we can do, is skip all of the things that are problematic, both ethically and physiologically, and go straight to the substances that are the best for us and the best for the earth and the best for the animals. I think I'm on D at this point. Eating a variety of plant foods provides us with a variety of nutrients, right? That's obvious. Consuming a variety of plant foods is also beneficial because it means that we take in a variety of healthful properties, which affect different parts of our bodies. This is what I find so fascinating about phytochemicals. So you've heard this. Lycopene is a phytochemical found in tomatoes, and it concentrates itself in the prostate gland of men. That's why, you know, men are encouraged to eat tomatoes and tomato sauce and, unfortunately, ketchup, because, which is true, but the problem is most people eat, like, hamburgers with ketchup. So I'd rather see people get lycopene through the whole vegetables and the whole fruits, the tomatoes, etc. But literally, it is a phytochemical found in tomatoes, and it concentrates itself in the prostate gland of men. That's why men are encouraged to eat lycopene. But this phytochemical concentrates right there. Lutein and zeaxanthin, they're phytochemicals found in spinach and corn. They concentrate themselves in the retina and the lens, contributing to reduced risk of cataracts and macular degeneration. That's why color variety is so important. So it's because these phytochemicals are affecting different organs in our body, and how cool is that? So I really do encourage you to check out Color Me Vegan. I have 150 recipes organized by color, a ton of information about which colors have which phytochemicals and which of our organs these phytochemicals protect beyond what I just mentioned. I think it's so fascinating, and it's wonderfully fun. And it's a delicious way to eat. It's a delicious and fun way to cook. And it's a wonderful way to get kids involved, not only in cooking, but also in empowering them in such an early age to understand why it's so important to eat by color. So instead of saying, you have to eat your broccoli, you have to eat your vegetables, you have to eat your fruit, saying things like, how many red vegetables can you get today? How many blue fruits can you get today? Eat your blue, eat your green, eat your yellow foods. It's so much more engaging than just dictating that they need to eat, especially if you don't give them any context. So giving them a context, giving adults a context, whereby we get the nutrients through color, I think just makes a lot more sense. Personally, the bottom line is eating a variety of color provides us with a variety of benefits, and that's a good thing. So give it a try. Choose your foods and meals today for yourself and for your family based on their colors. And I don't mean colorfully printed packaging on processed foods. I mean color concentrated in the skin and flesh of fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and beans and lentils and mushrooms and grains. And yes, herbs and spices as well. They're filled with color, right? So you're going to be able to tell just by looking at them, but I'm going to give you some inspiration and motivation just to help you out. Red. Tomatoes, red peppers, beets, raspberries, cherries, cranberries, pomegranates, rhubarb, watermelon, strawberries, guava, red chili peppers, red plums, red apples, right? So the skin on apples, there's a difference between the red skin and the green skin. Same with potatoes. The red skin is different than the yellow skin. Red lentils, red beans, pink grapefruit, and red miso. When we have our blue and purple category, we've got blueberries, blackberries, prunes, beets again, eggplant, plums, pluots, purple cabbage, purple onions, purple potatoes, mulberries, figs, grapes, purple cauliflower, purple carrots, purple pole beans, kohlrabi, raisins, figs, I said figs, dried figs even, you can do fresh figs or dried figs, purple grapes, purple kale, and radicchio. These are some other blue and purple fruits and vegetables. What about orange? That was my cat, Charlie. I'm not torturing him, even though he sounded quite upset then and there. So for orange, we've got butternut and winter squashes, oranges, cantaloupe, yams, nectarines, mangoes, carrots, pumpkin, persimmons, tangelos, mandarins, kumquats, apricot, peaches, orange bell peppers. But yellow, we've got corn, pineapple, lemons, plantains, yellow potatoes, yellow onions, yellow bell peppers, grapefruit, papaya, quinces, sweet potatoes, ginger, saffron, yellow miso, yellow split peas, and yellow watermelon. How about green? Now, green is a whole separate category. It's because green has all the folate covering all these colors. So when you're getting green vegetables, you're getting all of these colors. That's what's really cool about green. So just lots of green vegetables and, of course, green green fruits as well. Spinach, broccoli, peas, asparagus, kiwi, green grapes, avocado, green bell peppers, zucchini, cabbage, lettuce, cucumbers, turnip greens, edamame, green tea, kale, collard greens, artichokes, Brussels sprouts, green beans, okra, limes, celery, honeydew melon, okra, that you're not going to ever find that in my mouth. I'm not a fan of okra. Pistachios, beet greens, chard, turnip greens, basil, parsley, mint, green olives, fennel, rosemary, green split peas, and pumpkin seeds. So lots of options, and I'm sure I'm missing a ton. What am I missing? And don't forget the white and tan foods and the black foods. So in the white and tan categories, you've got garlic, you've got white onions, you've got coconut, cauliflower, white potatoes, pears, bananas, jicama, turnips, white tea, peanuts, white beans, lots of different kinds of white beans, oats, cashews, quinoa, barley, sesame seeds, bulgur wheat, couscous, farro, parsnips. I'm doing a soups class. We're doing parsnips. People don't really cook with parsnips a lot. They're so delicious. Soybeans, tofu, tempeh, sesame seeds. So don't forget your white and tan foods as well. You've got your brown foods like whole grains, legumes, chocolate and cocoa, flax seeds, coffee, dates, nuts, almonds, walnuts, pecans, brown lentils, pinto beans, brown mushrooms, and shiitake mushrooms. You've got black beans, hijiki seaweed, black sesame seeds, black kale, black carrots, black turnip, black tea, forbidden rice, black quinoa, wild rice, black mushrooms, black olives, black currants, black vinegar, nori seaweed, arame seaweed, wakame seaweed, and black walnuts. So much color. We're so blessed to have such a variety, access to all of this variety. So don't do nothing because you can't do everything. Do something, anything for the animals. This is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening, and eat by color.